Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Monday, October 20th, 2014. And on today's podcast, we're going to discuss Ebola and specifically the Obama administration's response to the Ebola contagion now in America. It would not be fair to say that Obama has done nothing about Ebola in the United States. He has done something. He's made it worse. As he often does, he not only does the wrong thing, he does the opposite of the right thing. Despite pressure from Democrats and Republicans, President Obama has refused to enact a travel ban, a simple travel ban to prevent infected people from West Africa from entering the United States. Instead of a travel ban, Breitbart News reports that the Department of Homeland Security has been, quote, expediting visas from the stricken countries. That's right, folks, expediting. Immigration relief measures, they say, would include changes of immigrant status for someone in the U.S. to grant expedited adjudication of requests for immediate relatives, waiving fees, expediting the process, allowing extensions, and so forth. In other words, making it easier and faster for the Ebola-infected people to enter the United States. That's not the only thing President Obama has done, though. No, he has appointed a czar of Ebola. That's right, a czar of Ebola. Well, perhaps this new czar is a military general because of the troops in West Africa and because we now have a group of troops in the United States assigned to be ready in case military troops are needed in the United States for the Ebola epidemic. Kind of scary to me. Well, no, he's not a general. Well, perhaps he is a doctor, an epidemiologist, or an expert in infectious disease. No, none of those. He is a political operative and a lawyer. As an editorial in the Wall Street Journal said in Aparachik, his official title is, quote, Ebola Response Coordinator. His name is Ron Klain, K-L-A-I-N, and his experience is chief of staff to Al Gore and Joe Biden. He prepped Joe Biden for his vice presidential debates. That is his experience. Oh, and lest I forget, he spearheaded the Solyndra disaster for the administration, whereby he flushed $500 million down the bankruptcy drain in just a few weeks. By the way, he's also a Harvard Law School graduate. Where else would he go? President Obama is trying to sell Mr. Klain's skills as a Democrat, quote, fixer, as a positive, saying he will encourage people to follow the president's advice to calm down and don't panic. In my view, it is very, very hard not to panic, facing two more years of Obama's destructive incompetence. It is hard to watch America as it descends into third world status. It's all so tiring, though, so the president needed some relaxation after the hard work of appointing Ron Klain, so he played a round of golf on Saturday and held his Ebola meeting at night. He convened the National Security and Public Health teams on Saturday night to update him. Everyone was there, everyone except the new Ebola czar, Ron Klain, who was absent for the second straight meeting since his appointment. Mr. Obama obviously senses a serious crisis developing. No, not that kind of crisis, not a lethal disease loose in the United States, but a crisis of political perception. He fears that the American people may actually see the truth. So Mr. Klain is on board to make sure people believe in the lies. Let me quote the Wall Street Journal again. Quote, Ebola poses a danger to this project, referring to the expansion of government in opposition to the Reagan philosophy. So Ebola poses a danger to this project in the sense that the apparatus of state seems incapable of performing even its legitimate role. Thus, Mr. Klain and the continued ascension of politics over competence, end quote. So what the Wall Street Journal is saying is that Mr. Obama announced when he became president he was going to undo all the small government ideas of Ronald Reagan and institute some new things. But not only can he not do that, he is so incompetent he can't even perform the legitimate role of government, like keeping us safe from disease. So if I may paraphrase the Wall Street Journal, he tries to expand government beyond its constitutional boundaries, but is so incompetent he can't even perform the legitimate functions of government. This crisis has exposed the third world that is now what America has become under this president. Even the vaunted CDC, the Center for Disease Control, has been exposed as incompetent. And respected head Dr. Tom Frieden, just another government propagandist. Our hospitals have no Ebola protocols in place, despite the onrushing epidemic. Even after 30 hours in the hospital with the word Ebola on his chart, Thomas Duncan had not been moved to intensive care, thus exposing nurses and other health care workers. The first time Mr. Duncan came to the hospital with a fever, he was sent home. The second time when he returned, vomiting and so forth in an ambulance, for 30 hours he was kept in a non-intensive care environment. No protocols at all for dealing with this disease. One thing is virtually certain about this epidemic: it will get a lot worse, and more Ebola-infected people will be coming to the United States. How do I know this? Well, cases are popping up around the country. Over 100 people have symptoms and are under watch in Ohio, where the second infected nurse traveled with CDC permission. Right now, another exposed healthcare worker is on a cruise ship in the Caribbean. In Africa, there is a health worker strike. 80% of them are expected to work without full basic protective gear. Finally, here in the United States, we have a completely incompetent president who recklessly disregards our health and safety. Either that, or he is a criminal. Which would be worse, folks? You can decide that for yourselves. But welcome to the third world of Barack Hussein Obama. At least that's the way I see it, folks. Till next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.